ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
I welcome you to God's presence as we go into the word of the Lord this morning. We are in the Wisdom for Living series, and this morning we'll just be taking portions from the book of Proverbs, somewhere between chapter 1 and chapter 14. Today is 14th October. So how many people are with us on the Proverbs journey? Are you on the Proverbs journey? If you are, please raise your hand and wave to me. Oh, great Lighthouse. Let's appreciate ourselves. That's beautiful. Let me ask one or two people, how has the experience been for you? Exciting? Insightful? Say that again. Revealing. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for the word of God is alive forevermore. And this morning, we just trust God for peculiar insight all over again as we continue in this series. You know, I'm trusting God that truly for you, you will pick wisdom useful for living. You know, Scripture says it's not the reader or the hearer of the word that is blessed. The Bible says it's not the person that hears the word that is blessed, but the person who does the word, the doer. So the encouragement this morning as we start out is that I must not only be a person who hears, or if you like, who reads the word, I must be a person who applies what I hear and what I read. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's start this morning from Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. I'll be taking us through, if time permits, 5 lessons this morning from Proverbs chapter 1 to about chapter 14. If time permits, 5, maybe 4, because we'll be on time. The first one is Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. Let's run that in a couple of other versions of the Bible. Knowledge begins with respect for the Lord, but fools hate wisdom and discipline. You might have noticed, if you're studying the book of Proverbs with us, that Solomon has this peculiar style of giving you two sides. It says, like in this verse, you know, that knowledge begins with respect for the Lord, but, so there's a second side, there's a flip side. So it says here that when you say that you are knowledgeable, when you say you are knowledgeable, you are only truly knowledgeable if you know God. As I read this, I remembered, you know, a certain drama I watched quite a while back. It was titled Noah's Ark. And in that drama, apparently, there was a professor in Noah's time. And he brought his very big books. I was saying to the people, Noah is mad. According to the books, I'm a professor of geography and climatology, specialist in water resources and environmental management. It has never happened before that rain will fall to the extent that there is a flood, talk less of to the extent that the earth will be overtaken by water. And I can still picture, it was a life play that was back on campus. You know, he was wearing breeches, you know, and he carried his book like that. He was saying, you need to listen to me. I am learned. I am, sir, if you claim knowledge and you don't know God, scripture says you have not started. And this morning, the first encouragement is, please, you need to understand that it is only the fool that says there's no God. Psalm 14 and verse 1. Psalm 14 verse 1. Psalm 14 verse 1. Bilious and bloated. What's that? The fool has said in his heart. You know, I wasn't going to read it, but when I saw it was message has a way of blowing grammar and saying things. But what was that? Okay. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none who does good. The fool. Sir, the definition of a fool is not somebody who is foolish. It's very simple. Anybody who says there's no God, that is the definition of a fool. But this morning, wisdom calls. Because when I read in Proverbs, I see that wisdom is very proactive. Scripture says she goes out and stands in the streets, actually in the high streets. She stands on the mountaintop and calls. I say, come, learn of me. And this morning, peradventure you're here, for you don't know this God we're talking about. We're going to be giving you the opportunity to know him. Because the fear, the reverential respect of God, that is where knowledge starts. Hallelujah. Lesson number one. Lesson number two, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 10. We just speak from our reading so far. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 10. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. I would need you to please help me to read this. Let's read this together as a congregation. My son. No, we all take it together at once. One, two, three, go. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. And that can be my daughter as well. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. This is wisdom shouting out from the mountaintop, crying out in the byways. Saying, my daughter, if sinners entice you, do not consent. Let's read that in one or two versions so that it can give us just some more latitude. This dear friend, if bad companions tempt you, don't go along with them. My friend, dear friend, if bad companions tempt you, don't go along with them. You know, I can actually picture wisdom speaking here as a father to a son. You know, maybe the boy is going to boarding house now. Or he's going to university, I don't know. And then he's saying to him, Yinka, I want to mentor one show. if bad boys and girls, if they entice you, remember where you're coming from. You'll help me this morning to turn to somebody and read the scripture to them. If young toffs tell you, come and join us, turn your back on them. Help me preach to somebody this morning. Give me the version that says, my son, if sinners entice you, consent not. Give me that version. And then you use that to help me turn to somebody today, to your right, to your left. If, where is it? My son, if sinners entice you, consent not. From this reading of Proverbs this month, if you don't remember anything, you must remember this one. It's short, it's pointed, it's easy to remember, I believe. Commit it to mind. You need it in the journey of life. You see, there are some of you here. The guys in the office are making you do what you will not do normally. Wisdom says, my son, if sinners entice you, don't consent. You see, enticement is subtle. Enticement is deliberate, but it's not always obvious to be what it is. A little here, a little there. They ask you today, you say no. They come back tomorrow, you say no. The guy sees that the no is, it wasn't as strong as the first day. No, the first day was, how can you say that to me? If you, and then the guy just quickly walks away. And he summons up courage and comes back 3 days after. So, you know, I didn't mean it like that. There's no harm, really. Just 1 hour, you just go there. So, will you leave my front now? And then the guy leaves your front. And then he comes back 2 weeks after. I said, we went there yesterday. Oh. Ask Bayo. Bayo was there. Ask Bayo. We had the time of our lives. Did I send you? That's you and Bayo now. Sir, ma, if sinners entice you, don't consent. It's a choice you have to make. I was saying this to a close group to me a couple of days ago. The one time I jumped fence in boarding house was because a friend said, oh, we are the most senior set. There's no junior who dares go and report that we jumped the fence. That place that all our mates are always going, let's also go now. And you know, me, I was already born again. But there was some attraction. Everybody's always going in the night. They would just go through Channel 1. We call it Channel 1. And sincerely, I mean, I've been in that school 6 years. That was my last year. I was going to just leave. Very good boy. When he came to me that night and said, let's go. I have some money. You can buy food and just quickly go and come back. And I broke the fence. I mean, I jumped the fence that day for the first time. Because a sinner came and said, let us also do it. Sir, there are too many people doing stuff they didn't mean to do. But because some sinner, and you need to qualify that word sinner. Because, you know, typically, an armed robber won't come to you now and say, Shegu, let's go and break into that house and you agree. I mean, you are not an armed robber, so you won't do that. So it's and that's why I said enticement is subtle. It's usually something that looks, it could look harmless. Less. I've been trying to run away from saying this, but I'm going to say it. I've said it here before. You know, I joined this organization sometimes back in my working career, and we had a retreat. And at the end of the retreat, in the middle of the night, somebody knocks on my door and says, we are going to the club. I said, club. At 2 a.m., we should leave here now and start going to club. That time I was almost a pastor already, so but I went. That first night, when I got there, I said, God, deliver your son today. I'm in trouble. Who sent me to come to this place? That's my first time in a nightclub, and it's been my last time. Because number one. Number two, this one, how do you stay in a place like this? The scripture started coming. He said, how can a man carry fire in his bosom? You carry fire now and put it here. I said, you cannot be burnt. Are you a magician? Even a magician will be burnt. So the second night, they came and said, it's time to go again. I said, you're going where? Will you close my door and get out of here? Sir, if sinners entice you, do not consent. Somebody said, it's not a sin to be tempted. It's a sin to give in to temptation. You have the power to say yes or no. Please say no. Hallelujah. Lesson number two. My son, can we say that together without looking at the Bible or looking at the screen now? My son, my daughter, if sinners entice you, do not consent. Number three, our third lesson for today. Wisdom actually calls. We read that from Proverbs chapter 1, verse 20 through to 24. Proverbs 1, 20 to 24. Wisdom calls aloud outside. She raises her voice in the open squares. She cries out in the chief concourses. At the openings of the gates in the city, she speaks her words. Give me another version. NCV, NIV, Message, those speaks easier language. Verse 20. Let's read from verse 20. Quickly. Wisdom is like a woman shouting in the street. She raises her voice in the city squares. She cries out in the noisy street and shouts at the city gates. You fools, how long will you be foolish? How long will you make fun of wisdom and hate knowledge? If only you had listened when I corrected you, I would have told you what's in my heart. I would have told you what I'm thinking. I called, but you refused to listen. I held out my hand, but you paid no attention. Now, I want to point out to you this morning. Wisdom is very bold in a quest to get your attention. Wisdom is very deliberate in the offering that she has for you and I. Scripture says, at the top of the mountain, in the noisy streets, she raises her voice. Say, come and learn of me. I pray in this season as we study through the book of Proverbs, somebody here will heed the call of wisdom. Because it turns out that we do have a choice.
whether we heed a call or, like you will find later in verse 4, 5, 6. Because foolishness also calls. So, it's not only wisdom that's calling. The same way wisdom is calling, foolishness also calls. So, don't mind them. Like somebody said to me one day, Ayilama Shekato Shonu. Ah. He said, yes, we would do life on earth first before we do heaven. I said, eh? That one sounds like another gospel to me. In the same way wisdom is calling, foolishness is calling. And there is that battle between the voice of wisdom and the voice of foolishness. But the encouragement this morning is to heed the voice of wisdom. Because scripture says that with her is long life, with her are treasures. It says there's nothing you desire on earth in this life that compares to her. So you have a choice to make. Whether you will heed the call of wisdom or you will heed the call of foolishness.
Very quickly this morning, let's move on to the next lesson. The lesson of the strange woman. The lesson of the strange woman. I'll give you five scriptures. Proverbs chapter 2, verses 16 to 19, we'll have that displayed. Proverbs 2, 16 to 19. Proverbs 5, the entire chapter, 1 to 23. Proverbs 6, 24 to 35. Proverbs chapter 5, 1 to 23. Proverbs 6, 24 to 35. Proverbs 7, verse 5 to 27. And then Proverbs chapter 9, 13 to 18. One more time. Proverbs chapter 2, 16 to 19. We're going to read that in a second. Proverbs chapter 5, 1 to 23. Proverbs chapter 6, 24 to 35. Proverbs chapter 7, 5 to 27. Proverbs chapter 7, 5 to 27. And then Proverbs chapter 9, 13 to 18. We start from the first one. Proverbs 2, 16 to 19. This is wisdom calling out again. It says, it will save you from the unfaithful wife who tries to lead you into adultery with pleasing words. What does she do? She leaves the husband she married when she was young. She ignores the promise she made before God. Note, her house is on the way to death. Those who took that path are now all dead. No one who goes to her comes back or walks the path of life again. Hey. It says, her house is on the way to death. See, that woman that is not your wife, that has enticed you and you are consenting. The Bible says, her house. I didn't say so. It says, her house is on the way to death. You know the address of the house. If it is number 1, Oldoway Street, wherever. Scripture says, going to that house is the way to death. Let me quickly point out that the converse is also true. So it can be the husband that has left his wife and is busy preying on you. Going to his house, Proverbs tells me, you are on the way to death. It says, no one who goes to her house, goes to her, comes back, or walks the path of life again. Somewhere later, NCV puts it like this, you know, that it's like a bird that is flying.
not knowing that you will never fly again. If anybody has NCV, look for that for me.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,